The Trump administration says it's committed to increasing security along the U.S.-Mexico border by building a wall and making it more difficult for anyone to attempt to cross illegally. Humanitarian and environmental concerns have been frequently expressed about the wall's creation, but simple economics also make the project seem especially daunting. The wall, if completed, could cost anywhere from $21 to $70 billion. And the libertarian Cato Institute, in its fall 2017 Cato Journal, addresses the counterproductive consequences of border enforcement, which includes an argument against putting up more barriers. Princeton sociology professor Douglas Massey wrote that particular piece, and he's with me. Professor, let's start with what you call the invading migrant narrative. How did that complicate immigration enforcement over the decades?
Well, it confused things a lot, and the narrative goes way back to the Cold War. In the 1950s, there was a scare, and the first major crackdown along the border was Operation Wetback in 1953-54, and there the border was portrayed as the soft underbelly to communist infiltration, and the invasion was of communist sympathizers coming in from the south. And then that narrative reprised in the Reagan administration in the 1980s because of the Sandinistas coming to power in Nicaragua and then the U.S. launching the Contra war to oust the Sandinistas and fund a lot of right-wing governments in Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. And it completely destroyed social order and economic order in the region and displaced a million or more people, many of whom ended up in the United States.
Well, so let's go to the increased border security as it affects economics, because people have often talked about we have one of the things that comes up with, you know, so-called comprehensive immigration reform is the idea of having a guest worker program that you have people come to the country to work and then they go back to their home country with funds and whatnot. And there are agreements in place to do that. Has increased border security made that more difficult? And has that had a negative impact on the economies of both countries?
As the United States jacked up in border enforcement, Congress quietly authorized more guest worker permits. And so we actually have a sizable guest worker program with Mexico right now with 350 to 400,000 entries of Mexican workers with temporary work visas. And another 150,000 to 200,000 Mexicans arrive every year with permanent resident visas. So actually now the migration from Mexico to the United States is mostly legal. And even the people with permanent resident visas are increasingly circulating back and forth because they're in mixed status families with undocumented who can't make the move. And so we've ironically got 11 million people more or less trapped north of the border who might like to go home if they had documents that would enable them to come and go as they please. And their family members that are migrating are doing so with temporary visas and permanent visas, and they're circulating back and forth. Illegal migration from Mexico has been negative or zero since 2008. So for the past 9 years, going on 10 years, there's been zero illegal migration from Mexico to the United States on a net basis. And the only action along the border now are really non-Mexicans, Central Americans. In 2014, for the first time ever in American history, more non-Mexicans were apprehended along the border than Mexicans. And in that year, the number of people apprehended at the border was the lowest point since 1972. And in 1972, there were about 1,500 Border Patrol officers, and today there's 21,000 Border Patrol officers. So it is really not much traffic on the border. So building a wall when it's net zero and the lowest traffic on the border in 30, 35 years, it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, what does make sense to you now when it comes to this discussion of increasing border security, whether that is in some sort of package that would include Dreamers and who knows, might include expansion of other things, maybe even a path to citizenship at some point. Are there certain points that you think would make a lot of sense based on the research you've done?
Well, I don't think any more border enforcement makes any practical sense at all. If the flow has been net zero for eight or 9 years, it's not going to have an effect. You can't go lower than zero. So $25 billion, if you want to spend $25 billion on border enforcement, and if that's the price that it takes to get a more comprehensive immigration reform, then it will help a lot of people, but just be a waste of money along the border. It won't buy us any more security. That's already the most enforced, militarized border anywhere in the world between two peaceful nations. The only thing comparable is the DMZ in Korea.
Well, so where do we go from here in terms of the rhetoric then? Is there going to be some sort of swap based on the fact that politicians are politicians and feel like they have to act as though they're enforcing something that even when you talk about the numbers, maybe doesn't need additional enforcement?
Well, I don't think Mr. Trump is going to tamp down the rhetoric on this issue. And frankly, some of the right-wing pundits and politicians have had a hard time giving up illegal migration as an issue, and they don't want to admit that it's zero because it's such a forceful motivator for the base and been so successful for them for now, up till now. But really, in practical terms, it makes no sense whatsoever. And there hasn't been a voice able to get through on the other side. I mean, I've tried. I've written op-ed pieces in various papers, been on radio. I'm talking to you now, trying to explain what's going on. But it's very difficult to penetrate because there's so much misinformation and disinformation out there by people with various ideological axes to grind that don't want illegal migration to really be over with. But according to my research, illegal migration from Mexico is over, and it's very likely not coming back.
That's Princeton sociology professor Douglas Massey. In the fall 2017 Cato Journal, he wrote about what he calls the counterproductive consequences of border enforcement.